Instead of going to see the man, it's King George with everybody.
this is very recent.
You want
it?
A single
his bun.
This isn't written under particularly noble circumstances. I wrote it just as for something to play today.
It's normal.
Hey,
we're not
worthy.
An occasion.
Nothing more noble than, you know, parental loyalty.
I'll agree with that.
Or coercion.
Regardless, I don't know how well it's going to work. I've only played it a couple times, but I'll do my best anyway.
800,000 copies worldwide. Ooh. In the last year or so.
My goodness.
But that's classical music.
Unheard of.
That's a lot. No,
it sounded
pretty amazing.
What is
they said
what
it was unheard of for living classical.
It's a lament. Lament, and there are three poems in it. So.
It was lovely.
One was taken.
These atonal guys have got religious and changed their musical style.
But one was taken from the writings on a prison wall.
Yeah, in the Gestapo headquarters in Warsaw, and one was a Stalbach Mater, but something like that. So.
Yeah.
And the third was something else.
It was lovely, though.
They played the whole thing.
No,
they talked about it.
I have the whole thing.
Well, you have it. You're one of the 800,000.
You're
better. It's pretty good, right?
It could be a tad shorter. Oh, it is very nice, especially the part with the soprano.
They always favor the soprano.
Yes, yeah. Too.
Does this mean you're going to do your thing, Misha?
No.
No.
Must be. We're just standing here to be funny.
I want you to know that these two have actually practiced.
What?
So you two have actually practiced.
Yeah.
Although, not just tonight.
There's a bit of a problem that I know you ran into with this piano too. It's very hard to get an instrument like this or the recorder flat enough to match this piano, which is a half step flatter than a real piano. Or, I mean, a normal and so, and with this, I have to pull this out like an inch more than it should be, and it's really not built to be played like with the head joint almost falling out. So you'll notice a few problems with a few notes here and there, but we're trying our best.
You'll notice some other problems with the penis as well, which I'd like to discuss. This is very, very nice writing, and
what is it?
It's Bernard Haydn. Is a composer who's written.
So I've seen it in
1958. There's a lot of notes you aren't going to hear. Simply because I can't play them all.
We'd never know, Dolly, if you tell us.
Does that meet the definition of too many notes?
I think the second part that he's going to play, which is actually the third part of the piece, is it really is a trio between the flute and the right hand and the left hand on the piano. You'll probably, if you're lucky, you'll get a duet. And I just want to point that out because it's gorgeous, gorgeous writing. If you ever get a chance to hear someone really play it on the piano along with the flute, it's very, very exciting, interesting writing. You'll get part of it.
I'll be playing this in Fine Arts Week at West. The third movement.
Oh, let's get a tempo.
Yeah. Well, let's try tuning again with the upper A. Yeah, I don't know if I can. Whoa.
It's in a quarter.
It's gonna have to be all right.
Seductive.
Duct tape.
Yeah. Flesh colored duct tape was being advertised tonight.
Why a neo conservative? What was he once?
That's one of the notes that gives a comment. Doesn't come out very well, but well.
Okay.
You can clap. Okay, go for it. Hey, can we go for the LV.
Is that
a
piano piece too?
It's a great piece of writing. I mean, I know that.
Is that
yeah, you really did go
into
work too there.
Whoa! I played through it very slowly.
You need a page turner for that. You can't do anything with that.
Parts. And you know, when you really get all three of the parts, it's
wow,
just pretty fantastic, right?
It's beautiful.
That was a whale of a work.
Yeah.
So what do you practice?
Well, Orange, should we transfer them to some Scandinavian things? I brought Greek.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Should I start?
Sure.
Okay.
And is yours translation or is it in English? I'm going to read it.
In English.
I thought I'd see how it
works. Oh, good.
Language.
Good.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're not?
I can read it in Danish. It's in both languages.
This is one of the pieces by Greek that I can still play. I used my piano as a way of getting away from language when I was in Sweden. So I spent more time playing piano that year than any other year in my life because I could understand the language.
Oh, good point.
And my piano teacher I had there asked me what I wanted to study, and I never had a piano teacher use the word study about music, nor had I ever had a piano teacher who asked me what I wanted to learn. So I said I wanted to learn Scandinavian things, so I did Grieg and Pettersson Barre all year. And I can't see a thing with these glasses.
You want to borrow one of mine?
Barb, do you have
move
any
the,
that are
move
solid?
Move the bench back about a foot and a half.
No, it's this is a different level.
You don't want little, you want big ones?
Let me try those.
These are kind of weak.
Barb and I can usually. Barb and I can usually.
Those are pretty weak.
I think that'll work.
Yeah, you wear those.
Reminds me of my mother. She used to say when she was in a terrible hurry,
go to the bathroom for me.
Do you have something else? Yeah, I can't quite reach the keys. Do you have problems reaching the keys?
Wait,
well,
she's
low.
Yeah,
she can't
be.
Yeah. Never mind. Then I can use that as an excuse for not playing.
Oh, I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this pillow.
There, maybe. Let's see. That's pretty thick.
Go get Niccolo's thing.
Emma was a little too far down.
I think that'll work.
Yeah, Emma was.
Sorry, this is a new pillow.
Thank you.
Minute I decided to read something by a Danish poet, and then of course I couldn't find something in English, that is. So I pulled out this anthology, and somewhat in keeping of the original compositions this evening, there's some poems in here that I translated, and I'm not going to read them because I can't tell whether the original's bad or the translation's bad. I think both. So I'm going to read someone else's translation. Recently, there were two Danish men who came to Madison doing a performance called Two Times Andersen, and they did Hans Christian Andersen and Benny Andersen. And Hans Christian Andersen, who's known as H.C. in Denmark, of course, is well known to all of us. Benny Andersen has actually been to Madison. He's a contemporary poet, and he's quite different from H.C. He's very modern and speaks in a real colloquial voice. And this is one of the pieces that they did. They actually acted it out a little bit more dramatically than I'm going to. I'll read it to you a little bit in Danish, just to give you a bit of flavor, and I'll do it in English. Til en du smed en stol. Du stod med stolen løftet, da jeg kom. Jeg var forpustet. Du havde ringet efter mig. Dine øjne stod frem og dine tænder, da du råbte, 4 år af mit liv har jeg spildt på hende. English. To one who threw a chair. You stood with the chair lifted when I came. I was winded. You'd telephoned for me. Your eyes stood out in your teeth when you shouted, 4 years of my life I've wasted on her. Is there anything so cold as a woman who used to be warm? For 4 years I'd loved her. I didn't get a chance to say anything. And then you screamed, out of my life, and threw the chair. Not the window, I scarcely had time to think. Well then, here's a list of what I didn't get to say. 1. 4 years don't need to be wasted. Consider them a gift, which you might very well have missed. 2. I have 2 tickets to Count Basie. 3. That's just the kind of chair I need myself right now. 4. Someday we'll have a good laugh over this. 5. Keep standing there like that so I can get my camera. 6. Can you lend me $100? 7. You're holding that chair wrong. 8. When 2 mirrors mirror each other, do they then mirror their own mirror image, or do they mirror the reflection of the I have to tell you that in Danish just for fun. No, to spejle spejle i natten, spejle de så deres egen spejle, de deres spejle de igen spejling af den anden spejle spejle bilde. That's great. I'm not into the poem, but I just love it. 9. Your fly is open. But the most important thing was that I got there just before the chair was thrown and shattered against the wall between 2 windows. The most important thing is to have a faithful friend watching when you smash your chair.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Well, see, Barb hasn't been
and
in Carol.
I can sing but something, but I need somebody to accompany it. And,
how difficult is it?
Well, it's Gershwin. It's not difficult.
Do you both need the same glasses, though, to do this?
You can borrow mine, Eileen.
I think yours are too strong for me.
Yeah, well, I've got a stigma.
Oh, you could see that. No, no, no way. Well, I'll try it. Oh, yeah, why don't you do it? Oh, yeah, Gershwin.
Can you see?
Go for it.
You go.
You can reach the cord.
I just got new glasses for the first time in 9 years.
You're going to play.
I think this will work.
I don't have music glasses.
You're
gonna need music glasses.
I
know,
I can tell. Yeah, Walgreens. Oh. Yeah, that's
where I get all my glasses.
Yeah. No astigmatism.
Well, I've got that, but it's corrected about my contacts.
How much are you gonna do? Do you wanna do it?
Should we take
repeat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the
prayer. Repeat them back.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So one through the verse.
Yeah. Because I'm still working. Just make sure I got my music in the right order here. Yeah, I think they're in the right order.
How'd you go?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. They say look.
Say, copyright 1938?
Oh, well, he'd been dead for a year or two, so.
By Gershwin Publishing
Corporation. Do we get another vocal now?
I don't think they accredit the, that song in that book, is it?
Where was it?
About 90, I think it was.
Yes. Well, not to a musical. There are no notes in here.
Put a lot of notes in there.
Wow.
Not the kind we're looking for.
Just musicological.
Shall we let Carol go?
Damn it,
shall
smart.
We do our thing?
Oh.
Oh, you platted this out ahead of time.
Well. Sort of. What can I say? Can we see?
Did you two know each other?
You're right,
put it up on the table the way it's
good. Yes, that's right.
Be pretty high, man.
What are you singing?
I'm going to tell you. yeah.
Is it this one?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sing an Irish folk song from County Donegal, and this is called The Garten Mother's Lullaby. It has a lot of the Gaelic mythology in it. It has, I'll tell you a few of the names. Avil from the Grey Rock, the Green Man's Thorn, Shivra sails the boat till morn. I guess that's it.
Cross me. I have another one. This is a popular song in Ireland from a few years ago. This song is by Gordon Smith, and it's called Come by the Hills. Come by the hills to the land where fancy is free, and stand where the peaks meet the sky and the lochs meet the sea, where the rivers run clear and the bracken is warm in the sun, and the cares of the morrow must wait till this day is done.
Because we did beautiful duets.
Oh, sorry, I should have.
rusty with it a couple of years. Oh,
there's a good reason.
Get it out and play on the piano.
I can't think of the thing.
I'm impressed with the variety of styles.
Yes.
And originals.